Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we're going to learn how biotechnology is helping U.S. soybean farmers become even better stewards of the environment while providing high-quality protein and oil for the world.
The world's population is growing very rapidly. In order to keep up with being able to feed that population, it's going to take production increases, and biotechnology is a tool, I believe, that really can help us do that.
That's Greg Fouillon, a Weston, Nebraska soybean farmer and a director on the United Soybean Board. Greg says biotechnology is a management tool that allows soybean farmers to protect the environment while producing food and feed for a growing world population.
It's important for the consumers to realize that this is all based on sound science. Sound science tells us that GMO products are safe for the consumer. They're similar to the normal products that are conventionally bred. Biotechnology, it's important because it enables me to not have to spray pesticides, insecticides, and a number of different products. I have numerous farms that there's a home farmstead on there. You know, if you're spraying all those pesticides around that farmstead, you know, it can be a good situation in my mind. And anytime that you can have genetic resistance, which is normally a product of biotechnology, it eliminates that pesticide application, and it just makes it better for the environment and better for the people that are living around these farms.
Greg says that biotechnology helps soybean farmers achieve their profit objectives while also improving sustainability, which is a high priority for both farmers and consumers.
Biotechnology has enabled us to be more productive, more efficient, better environmental stewardship, and that is what our end-use customers are asking for. I define sustainability as raising the maximum amount of crop on the least amount of inputs, which means for me as a farmer, that's going to mean that I'm going to be more profitable because I keep my inputs down and raise a large crop. So I think the consumer wants us to raise a crop on the least amount of inputs that we can, which fits hand in hand with what we're doing as farmers.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff farmer leader Greg Fouillon for sharing his insight with us today. Discover more about the value of the investments being made by the Soy Checkoff on behalf of U.S. soybean farmers at unitedsoybean.org.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their Soy Checkoff investments.